This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Lawmakers and the U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed a $95 billion foreign aid package Saturday. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more details.
The vote was Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson's first major test, leading his party's razor-thin majority.
I've said it very simply. I'll say it once again. It's an old military adage, but we would rather send bullets to the conflict overseas than our own boys, our troops. And I think this is an important moment, an important opportunity to make that decision. We allowed the House to do that, and I expect the Senate will make the same decision.
Johnson secured the necessary votes only by reaching across the aisle for help from House Democrats. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Palestinians had recovered bodies found under rubble and dirt as Nasa Hospital by Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip weeks after Israeli army forces retreated from the medical complex there. Palestinian Civil Emergency Service said that teams recovered 60 bodies from the hospital yards, raising to 210 the number of bodies it had dug out from there since Friday. According to local officials, most of those bodies were buried on the hospital ground during the conflict by relatives of the deceased and the hospital staff. Service said in a statement that there were still 2,000 missing persons under the rubble in Khan Yunis and 1,000 in the central areas of the Gaza Strip. Palestinian health officials say Israeli strikes on Gaza's southern city of Rafah killed 22 people. The dead include 18 children. This is VOA News. Iran's supreme leader has dismissed any discussion of whether Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile attack on Israel hit anything there. It is a tacit acknowledgement that few projectiles actually made it through to their target despite launching a massive assault. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's comments Sunday before senior military leaders did not touch on the apparent Israeli retaliatory strike Friday on a central city. Air defenses opened fire and Iran grounded commercial flights across much of the country. Iran and Israel are regional arch rivals that have been locked in a shadow war for years. Analysts believe both are trying to dial back tensions following the series of escalatory attacks between them. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports on Pope Francis for peace in the world's hotspots.
Pope Francis has renewed his calls for peace in the Middle East and in Ukraine. Speaking to a gathered audience in St. Peter's Square in Vatican City, Francis said he was following the situation in the Middle East with concern and sorrow. He added, I renew my appeal not to give in to the logic of claiming war. Let us instead prevail in the ways of dialogue and diplomacy that can do so much. The pontiff added his concerns for Ukraine, which is now in its third year of war. He told the audience, let us not forget the martyred Ukraine that suffers so much from the war. I'm Karen Chamas.
Haiti's capital is under gang attacks ahead of government transitions. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
Armed gangs launched fresh attacks on parts of Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, ahead of the installation of a transitional council set to usher in a new government. Local media said on Sunday, reporting arson and heavy gunfire in the city center. The Lower Delmas area is turning into a, quote, battlefield between police and armed gangs, Radio Telegalaxy said on X, saying loud blasts were heard as far as the neighborhood city hall, as well as automatic gunfire near the National Palace. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Two top climate monitoring organizations are reporting that Europe is the fastest warming continent and its temperatures are rising at roughly twice the global average. The UN's World Meteorological Organization and the European Union's Climate Agency are also warning of the consequences for human health, glacier melt, and economic activity. Say the continent has the opportunity to develop targeted strategies to speed up the transition to renewable sources. I'm Tom McKee.